my mom, I called my mom and just like to chat, and she's like, I'm having girl dinner. I was like, what's that? And she was like, I've had a single almond, and now I'm eating two bowls of cereal. And I was like, that just classifies girl dinner.
Girl dinner.
I thought girl dinner was like a bottle of wine and like.
It can be anything you want.
Girl dinner is whatever you want girl dinner to be.
Fascinating.
You know, I would have like, if it would be perfect, like girl dinner for me.
What?
Chips and salsa.
Ooh, yeah.
I could literally eat that as dinner many times over again.
Uh-huh.
Or a quesadilla. Throw that bitch in there.
Good to know.
Yes.
Good to know. I'll just keep, just give you chips and salsa. And
I love chips and salsa. I actually get offended when they don't bring it to the table before they even ask me what I want to drink.
Right?
I do. If you ask me what I want to drink and you don't bring me the chips and salsa first, we're fighting.
I'm not responding.
Then I guess you're gonna fucking starve. You know what I'm here
for. Come on with it.
Oh, fuck.
My favorite video.
That was my toe.
I love the video where it's like somebody that says, would you like to eat 8 flour tortillas? No, that's way too many 8 flour tortillas. What if they're deep fried?
With salt.
With salt and have salsa on the side. And then they bring them out. They're like, oh, yeah, I'll eat this whole fucking basket.
Yes. Give me all the chips and salsa.
Yeah, I'm a slut for
Eric has to get his own bowls for his when we get queso because he does the mixing. And Jackson is like, no mixy.
I like the mixy. I will only dip the queso into the salsa, but yes. I will not dip the salsa into the queso.
I will actually dump some of the queso into the salsa.
That's why he's has his own bowl.
I dip. I'm a dipper.
I mean, I do. I'm like, I'm just speeding the process up.
I will search the whole fucking basket for the curvy over ones, so I can like,
oh, do the
scoop perfect, it in.
Perfect scoop.
Yep.
There you go.
I sure will.
Well. It's not Cinco de Mayo, so let's quit talking about Mexican food.
I do want chips and salsa now. Well,
maybe after this. You can always get fourth meal.
This is not Taco Bell.
Their salsa sucks. It's fucking El
Paso. They have salsa?
Yeah. It's like paste. It comes in a big giant jug.
Ew.
They have that nacho cheese, too.
That don't you mess with Taco Bell's nacho cheese.
Look.
Yo, I will fuck up some Taco Bell nacho fries and cheese.
There you go. Well, guys.
Then it fucks me up after.
Well, that what a way to kick off spooky season.
I didn't know you were.
Always. Always.
Gotcha, bitch. Welcome to Creeps in the Crypt, everybody. As always, I am Eric, and I am joined by
a mentally ill person. No, Christian.
And Sam with the tummy issues.
Yep.
I don't do dairy, but I will do cheese.
Sam is going to be banned from eating Taco Bell before she comes over to record now.
I would not do that to my stomach on the drive here. No.
No.
I will not make it
here. You're like, what was that? Oh, it's a ghost.
The best option I can give you is like a to-go container with some kitty litter. I mean, that's literally what I can. That's literally what I can offer
fucking
you.
Christ.
If they can shit in a box, so can you.
Mm-hmm.
The cleanup may be a little messy. I don't know what to tell you about that. They work on that.
Well, guys, I've been trying to get this statement out for a minute to hype up the listeners, but we just keep talking about Sam's VMs and talk about. So, which is scary in its own right, but we're here for spooky
honestly,
season.
Yeah.
We are here for spooky season, and boy, oh boy, guys, do we have a lineup for you this year.
I feel like spooky season always sneaks up on us, like, every year.
Oh, it's like, we just have to, like, change pace so fucking quick.
Yeah.
It's like murder, death. Wearing people's skin as a suit.
Nipple belts.
Spooky.
Ghosts and cryptids.
It's freaking bats. I love Halloween. It's my background on my phone. Yes.
Nice.
It's freaking bats.
That's great. We are kicking off our first entry with spooky season with a phenomenon that many of you have probably experienced. Fucking Lucy.
I feel like that she identifies.
Yeah. We're talking about shadow people. It's going to be a two-part series where we cover shadow people as a whole in part one, and then part two, we're going to cover one particular shadow person
that we have all seen.
Yeah, that we will reveal at the end. I mean, but Sam, you're right. We've all, I'm sure, seen shadow people. I see these things all the fucking time. So I'm in the house.
Says the man who has an 8-foot cauldron in our bedroom.
I mean, they do probably feel at home here.
Oh yeah. Well, they feel like real at home when they turn that thing on.
Oh, the haunted mirror that I have in the hallway. Yeah, I have a haunted mirror.
You're not a fan of the haunted mirror?
I like the haunted mirror.
But not when it goes when outside.
When it's chill. Or yeah. When one of us walks by.
Yeah, it does turn on by itself from time to time. Just a little...
Scared the fuck out of me.
Little strange. Little strange. But...
A little.
I think I... Like, so I see these things out the corner of my eye all the fucking time.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, in the house, whatever. I'll... walk into a room and just see, like, a shadow dart out of the corner of my eye. Mm-hmm. It's fucking freaky.
It doesn't make it any better when we have cats, so it's just, like, double... You're like, is that a cat or is that a...
Yeah, it's... like, what is this?
I swear I'd never know if someone... Well, now I probably would, but back when we had, like, multiple cats, I would never know if someone broke in or if something was going down because they always do dumb shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, cats... It's a constant. Like, they knocked our curtains down in our bedroom last night. I'm convinced
that cats are just like...
Because you didn't pay the cheese tax.
Yeah. That is true. Yes. They're like the mafia. They just come in and start fucking my shit up because I didn't pay the protection fee.
Protection from what? They're like...
Them.
Yeah.
Jinx, by the way. Well, all right, Sam. Without further ado, let's get into shadow people.
Catching a glimpse of a shadowy figure when you're in a dark room is the stuff some of the best horror movies are made of. If you ever see dark figures out of the corner of your eye, there's a reason why, and it's pretty spooky.
Ooh.
You'll try and comfort yourself and say that the dark figure you just saw in your peripheral vision was the light playing tricks on you, or just your imagination. While that could be the case in some instances... It isn't always. It's known as seeing, quote, shadow people. And that term might immediately freak some people out. Not us, though.
Yeah.
Shadow people are a mysterious and recurring feature in folklore, paranormal, and cryptid research. They have also entered the public imagination and are frequently employed in popular culture across many media, like TV movies, podcasts.
Well, what's crazy is these things have kind of transcended. Just, they're their own thing. And really, we didn't start tracking this phenomenon until like the 80s or 90s. Realistically, the 90s, when the internet was a thing. Like, people mm-hmm. started talking about it on forums. Mm-hmm. And what you'd see before is like, these to be lumped in with ghost stories or demons or whatever it may be. So I really think it's its own thing, but we'll get more into that later.
They are often reported moving with quick, jerky movements and quickly to disintegrate into walls, mirrors, etc. They're believed to be evil and aggressive in nature, although some people consider them to be a form of guardian angel. Or maybe it could be a little bit of both. Now, I've never really felt like they were a guardian angel, nor really malicious. I think they're just... the ones I've encountered are just like... there. And then they go away. And I'm just like, I didn't see that. So, this leads to the question, what is or are shadow people? Shadow, as we know, is the absence of light. So, facial features, clothes, and other details are completely undetectable. It's like a silhouette, essentially. Not essentially, it is a silhouette. These shadow figures will simply appear in a humanoid form, seemingly made from the shadows themselves. They could be the size of an adult, but you may see them appear as the size of a child, which odds are it's not actually a child. We all know that.
I've seen them appear as nothing bigger than an animal. Like,
mine have always been like human shaped.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. The one that I've seen
is seen them like not. It's not even human shaped. It's like just a black mass that just darts across the floor out of the corner of my eye. I saw one of those about 3 weeks ago.
Here?
In the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Y'all just built this house.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter.
Have you been here?
Have you seen the stuff that we have?
Yeah. What'd you bring home from Goodwill?
I didn't bring anything.
That's what I said.
Eric is we're going to go back to the damn funeral home chairs. He's convinced that they have brought something.
I like them.
I do too.
I don't think so.
So do the cats. They love it. They love to claw it up.
Yeah. They're like, this is an evil presence in here. I must claw it up for purity.
You might see them in the corner of a room moving through walls, and they may move extremely quickly once you've noticed them. The shadows may appear solid or like swirling smoke, and although it's more common to see shadow people at the edges of your vision, you may well be unlucky enough to encounter a shadow person face to face. One thing to take note of, however, shadow people are often described as having glowing red eyes. I've never seen one with glowing
eyes. I've never seen it like that.
I've not seen a shadow person with glowing red eyes. I've seen like kind of like a fuzzy, like white before, but not like. That was like one time.
But that was just like a mass. It wasn't like a shadow person per se. It was just a tall, white, misty thing.
Yeah. This was a shadow person, but it had like foggy looking eyes that were a different color, but it wasn't like glowing red or anything like that.
I don't even think the one that I have seen like instances of something go by and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like an actual like face to face encounter, like it did not have.
I've only seen one like legit experience. Like this thing's in my fucking bedroom.
Yeah.
I've only had that happen one time. The rest of it's all been periphery shit.
I've had it one time, but we'll talk about that the next episode.
Yeah, that's what I'm saving it for. I'm saving that round for the next episode.
Shadow people have existed in all cultures all over the globe since prehistoric times. A number of religions, legends, and belief systems describe supernatural entities such as shades of the underworld, and various shadowy creatures have long been a staple of folklore, ghost stories such as Islamic jinn and the Choctaw Nalusa Cheeto. I know I butchered that.
I don't know. I feel like it was a good, valiant effort.
It was. So give me credit where credit is due. I tried.
But you didn't pause at all. You just read it off.
I did, and I'm proud. I know I say Choctaw.
We'll give you a golf clap on that one.
Thank you.
Yes.
Often these creatures were seen as bringers of great destruction or ruin, such as the death of those who encountered them, like the failing of harvests, the coming of the plague, or even in some cases, the arrival of a natural disaster like a flood or an earthquake. Perhaps this is an old phenomenon with a new name that is now being talked about more openly, in part thanks to the creation of the internet. The main reason shadow people re-enter the modern zeitgeist is thanks to the legendary Art Bell and his radio show Coast to Coast AM.
Shout out. R.I.P. Art Bell.
I feel like we've talked about him before. We've like mentioned him.
He's going to be mentioned in a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
Like with this type of shit.
I don't remember what episode we mentioned him in, but I remember Coast to Coast. The first time the topic of shadow people was discussed at length on the show was April 12th, 2001, when Art Bell interviewed a man claiming to be a Native American elder by the name of Thunderstrikes, who is also known as Harley Swift Deer Reagan. During the show, listeners were encouraged to submit drawings of shadow people that they had seen, and a large number of these drawings were immediately shared publicly on the website. In October of that year, author Heidi Hollis published her first book on the topic of shadow people. She later became a regular guest on Coast to Coast. Heidi described shadow people as, quote, dark silhouettes with human shapes and profiles that flicker in and out of peripheral vision, and claims that people have reported the figures attempting to, quote, jump on their chest and choke them. She believes
sounds a lot like the Boo Hag. The Boo Hag. A lot of this is very hag-like.
Yeah.
Or sleep paralysis, you know, monsters.
I've experienced sleep paralysis one time.
Well, what's crazy about it is
terrifying.
I think 40% of all people experience it at least once in their life.
I never want to go through that again. Ever. That shit was terrifying. So, Heidi believes that the figures to be negative aliens that can be repelled by various means, including invoking the name of Jesus.
Which would make them demonic.
Correct, not aliens.
But there is some really good theories about them being aliens that we'll get into.
Shadow people are becoming an increasingly interesting area of study for many, precisely because we don't quite know what these shadow beings are. There are a huge number of theories. Some suggest that these black shadows are simply ghosts taking on a darker form, while other theories tend to lean more towards the idea that they are time travelers, beings from an interdimensional plane, or even aliens. The shadow people could be all of the above, or maybe they could be something more sinister. One theory suggests that these shadows represent human spirits that are simply lost on this plane. They don't look the same as other spirits with facial features and clothing that we can recognize because they haven't yet embraced their state of being, leaving them with an absence of the light that most spirits encounter upon moving on to the next plane after death. So they just haven't fucking chosen their death outfit? I don't...
I'm not really buying that one.
Like I said, we'd never know if someone broke it.
Mm-hmm.
Those two heathens!
That's what happens when you give them catnip before an episode.
That was an hour and a half ago. They're not still high.
Mm.
I don't think they are.
They're agents of chaos.
Yep.
One specifically. And it's not Salem.
It's not the boy.
No.
This absence of light means that we see them as a shadow. This theory suggests that these shadow ghosts are trapped because they cannot move on. So I guess they have, like, what, unfinished business?
I guess, but that doesn't make any sense because then they would... Why not just be regular ghost? What are they, like, goth ghost?
Yes. I'm okay with this.
They're, maybe shadow... Well, no, because they've been around forever.
They're really into sleep token.
Jesus.
I was going to say, maybe the shadow people are just people that died in the early 2000s, and they're just in their alternative phase. They're just stuck in the days of My Chemical Romance and Green Day, you know?
Don't you dare talk about her Lord and Savior.
I love those two bands. Thank you very much.
I love My Chem, but
yeah.
Green Day's early work, great. Their newer stuff, eh.
I don't listen to anything. I've been hella into my 90s and early 2000s music again.
Mm.
Not again. I've always listened to it, but like, now I'm just more unapologetic about it.
Lucy, there you go.
I feel like that was you that caused that commotion.
It most definitely was. Look at that face.
No, because then she gives off the guilty verdict.
Mm-hmm.
She's guilty.
She said, I'm going to lay down right definitely. Here.
Anyway.
The truth is that they seem to behave in an entirely different way to other spirit phenomena. Orbs, ectoplasm, and the like are rarely ever seen around these shadow ghosts. Although they're seen very commonly around areas of other ghostly and spiritual activity. Some speculate that shadow people are demonic in nature simply due to the dark thoughts often experienced by those who encounter them. I've never had dark thoughts. Well, darker than normal, I guess. Again, this is often at odds to what you might experience when encountering neutral spirits or other entities, as these kinds of dark, malevolent, and intrusive thoughts tend to be associated with demonic beings. Encounters are often accompanied by feelings of intense dread. Witnesses to these shadow people do not feel like they are or have been in the presence of a human being that was once human.
Yeah, it's like a sense of impending doom.
I've never felt that, though.
I did with my one experience.
Not the only, like, fear or what, like, sense of dread that I had was when I had my sleep paralysis moment.
Yeah, that's...
But not when I saw shadow people.
Well, that's, I think, where a lot of this is coming from, is seeing one of these things during sleep paralysis. That's where that feeling comes from.
I don't know.
But I wasn't suffering from sleep paralysis when I saw that. So...
The most popular answer to the what are shadow people question tends to lean towards some type of interdimensional being. Aliens is often given as an answer, and it's not quite as crazy as it sounds. Many people believe that aliens are already here on Earth and are simply disguising themselves. Others believe that aliens are on Earth, but are in a different dimension, and that these shadows are simply the slip between dimensions. It's like the, what, upside down?
So, yeah, basically. So it's like a remnant of another dimension slipping through ours.
So it's literally the upside down.
Pretty much, yeah.
No. Okay.
That's actually a really good way to put it. Now, there is
that's immediately what I thought of.
There is a theory that these things are aliens wearing a cloaking device, that they think they're not able to be seen.
They think they're slick.
Yeah, because apparently a few people have experienced seeing, like, the cloaking mechanism kind of breaking down a little bit, and have described reptilian features on these things, like scales.
Ew.
Or frog skin is what one person described.
Ew. Gross.
Freaky. Saw that on a History Channel thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Another theory based on astral beings and time travelers also works on the idea that these shadows are simply astral beings or time travelers who have slipped through one dimension or another. Just how these time travelers or astral beings slipped through that dimension is something we don't yet have an answer for. But one theory as to why we may feel dread encountering these beings is simply due to the effect that a slip in our dimension would have on a healthy human.
That's the theory I normally, I think, when I think of shadow people, is these things are coming in from another dimension, a weak point. Like, whatever field is keeping this type of, and I think this same stuff about, like, cryptids also. It's like, why are these things just random flaps and then all of a sudden they're gone?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you look at cryptids over and over again, it's like, oh, this thing's only seen every so often, or this thing just kind of showed up for 13 months and then it's gone, never to be seen again until like 50 years later. in a whole nother town. Hmm. Mothman. So, and Bigfoot could even be a multi-dimensional being.
Possibly.
It's just like slipping into our reality
real quick. And just being like, oops.
Yeah, well, I think there's probably like waypoints, like where the veil between our dimension and another is super fucking thin, and that's why you see these things. Kind of like West Virginia. I think the entirety of West Virginia is probably like a veil for these things.
Appalachia in general.
Yeah, I mean, it's the oldest mountain range on Earth. So
on Earth or in North America?
I think on Earth. It's prehistoric.
Interesting. I mean, I knew it's old as fuck.
Yeah, I think it's a prehistoric mountain. If I remember reading that correctly, like it dates back to like Pangaea type shit.
Huh. I love the Appalachian Mountains.
It's a pretty part of the country.
That's where I'm from. There's no way to prove or disprove any theories about a phenomenon that is so mysterious, that happens so quickly and without warning. Science finds it virtually impossible to catalog or study such phenomena in any methodical way. Several physiological and psychological conditions can account for reported experiences of shadowy shapes seeming alive. One medical theory states shadow people comes right from night terrors. Much of the folklore surrounding shadow men focuses on the stories of people waking up after feeling pressure on their chest, a heaviness in the air, and a deep fear. When they awaken, that fear continues as they are completely unable to move and feel paralyzed. Often this is accompanied by sightings of shadow persons sitting on their chest or lurking in the corners of the room. This is the most widely accepted scientific explanation for this phenomenon. But of course, there are many scenarios, including shadowy figures, that can't be explained quite so easily. Another example is a person experiencing heightened emotion, such as while walking alone on a dark night, may incorrectly perceive a patch of shadow as an attacker. Many meth addicts report the appearance of shadow people after prolonged periods of sleep deprivation. Psychiatrist Jack Potts suggests that methamphetamine usage adds a conspiratorial component to the sleep deprivation hallucinations. One interviewed subject said that, quote, "You don't see shadow dogs or shadow birds or shadow cars. You see shadow people standing in doorways, walking behind you, coming at you on the sidewalk."
Meth's a hell of a drug, dude.
It sure is. These hallucinations have been directly compared to the paranormal entities described in folklore. Visual hallucinations, such as those caused by schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, may appear to be shadowy figures at the edge of peripheral vision. Finally, shadow people are commonly reported by people under the effects of delirium substances such as Datura, benzodiazepine.
I added these in here just to fuck with you.
Fuck you.
So basically,
and diphenhydramine.
Yep.
Fuck you. I knew how to say that one.
You did it.
Because it's Benadryl.
Yep. It's Benadryl, which leads us into what we're going to talk about next week.
The Hat Man!
And boy, oh boy, that episode's going to be fucking nuts. But what do you guys think about shadow people? Well, you heard my thoughts that they're like an interdimensional being that can just pierce into our reality.
I think you would have to go back to like an instance of like somebody explaining their personal experience with shadow people. Some people say that they're like malevolent and not going to mess with you. I've had not a great experience with one. Not in here, not in our house, but like in my old apartment, which I don't know if you want me to bring it up now. I can.
Sure, go for
okay,
it.
Okay, so this is when I was.
Is like, it a Hat Man?
No, it was not.
Okay,
it was bring a it up. Straight up shadow person, no glowing eyes. I didn't remember that. I had been asleep. I woke up and I had sleep paralysis. I couldn't move. And there was a shadowy figure in the corner of the room, and it like teleported. It was in my face, and I couldn't move, and I couldn't see anything. It was just black. I couldn't move for like 5 minutes. I literally tried to scream. I was so freaked out. And then finally, it just like disappeared, and I fucking like sat up. I was in full sweat.
That's a whole lot of nope for me.
This is what I heard, like, her voice crash. She's like, oh shit.
Yeah. I've never had like a shadow person sit on my chest.
I moved out of that apartment a month later. There was also that place was fucking haunted. I had like one of those like fake ficus trees or whatever, mm-hmm. just like for decoration. It shook on its own. Just the whole plant shook.
Okay, well that's just fucking weird.
My grandmother's rosary swung off of the nail that I had it on the wall, just shot across the room.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so I moved out of that apartment. Like, seriously? What the fuck?
I heard that story before.
No, so. I moved out of that apartment like a month later because my lease was getting... Weird stuff had been happening, but it was like towards the end of my... It was weird. It's like towards the end of my lease. It's like when shit got really, really, really freaky. The shadow person incident happened probably about 3 months before I was about to move out. The plant shaking probably happened in the same month that my grandmother's rosary jumped off the wall and just flew across the room. And then my roommate said when he would come home at night that he'd be like watching TV or whatever, and then all of the lights in the living room and kitchen would just like flicker, like not turn off, just like flicker.
Well, that's something that a lot of people have talked about with shadow people in particular, is like there'll be interference with electrical items.
And our Wi-Fi never fucking worked in that fucking apartment. Our Wi-Fi never fucking worked. Our TVs never really worked there. We were there for like a year, and it was terrible. It was over by where Clocker's Tavern is. Mm. It was like an older apartment complex.
Cape Landing?
No, on the back side. Is that Cape Landing? I don't
know. Behind Clocker's?
No, down the other street. Clocker's was on this side, and then it was on the other side.
There's Cape Landing first.
Yeah, and there was it was back behind Cape Landing.
I don't remember what that one is.
It's probably not there anymore. But we lived there for like a year, and I was like, I'm good.
Mm. We'll not be renewing.
Yeah. Fuck all that. What about you, Sam? What do you think?
I mean, we all know I believe in the paranormal. I respect the paranormal.
Well, I will coexist thing.
With... Well, it's not normal.
Like, I would say... I don't think it's ghost.
I don't really know what they could be. They could be any of the aforementioned, what we talked about. I don't know, the one time, the main, like, core memory, like, that I have, we'll talk about on the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because of
it. Yeah, it works.
I didn't feel, I mean, it startled me for sure, but I didn't feel any bad or negative or like malevolent. I didn't have any sense of impending doom or anything. Honestly, I don't even remember what house we were in, but I just remember that happening. I might've been in the one we're in now. I don't know. I know what bed I had, but I also had that bed for years. So, but the one sleep paralysis I had, and I don't know if that was, I still don't even know if that was a dream or not. I felt awake, but I don't know.
Well, that's what sleep paralysis is. It's your body in a state of in between awake and asleep. Like your brain's turned on, but you're basically your body goes into a mode to where, like, say you're dreaming.
Like a lucid kind of
dream. Well, no, like your body turns off like involuntary movement. So like if you're having a dream where you're running, you're not like kicking right, about in bed. Right. Like it basically shuts those functions down. So when you wake up,
and your body doesn't know you're awake yet.
Yeah. So it's like you're stuck there, which is terrifying in its own fucking way.
Yeah, I was in my mid-20s, late-20s, when I had my first sleep paralysis experience. And I was just, I was on my back, which I never sleep on my back. Ever. That's why I think, I don't know if it was a dream, if it was real. I'm a stomach or a side sleeper girly. Nothing of the sort will I sleep on my back. I'm not comfy. So it was odd to me that I was like, what the fuck am I on my back? And then I was like, I used to have this like color changing orb ball in my room. It's mm-hmm. about this big. And it would like go through like calming colors like soft purples and greens and blues and all that. Mm-hmm. Well, it was red. The whole house was red.
That's freaky.
And I heard, like, it was all tile throughout the main parts of the house, other than the bedrooms and whatnot. Those were carpet. But I heard, like, shuffling, like, like someone dragging, like, slippers. Like, not picking up their feet at all. Like, just
That's strange, because I haven't read anybody's stories about, like, an auditory hallucination when it comes to these.
But the fear that I felt, I was like, I can't see what's coming. There's no way. I don't want to see what's coming. And I had a short ass hallway from like where the hallway started to my bedroom door. It was short and I was like, hell no, we ain't seeing this. And then it was morning.
What the fuck?
All right, next time I like opened my eyes was it was morning, and I was like, "What?" I asked my mom. I was like, "Mama, did you come down the hallway last night at all in your slippers?" And she was like, "Nope." And I was like, oh, "Okay."
Well, could have been a fucking boo hag. You don't know.
My mama cracks up when I tell her all the shit that we talk about.
It's fucking great.
Cracks up.
Well, that's going to do it for us to kick off our first episode of Spooky Season.
Spooky Season.
So, next week, I'm excited about the Hat Man.
I'm hella excited.
And we got a ton of very fun subjects for you guys.
Yes.
So, we got some cryptids in there. Not as many as we normally do. Lit
like a pumpkin.
Yes. We're doing a lot more paranormal this year, mm-hmm. from what I can
surmise. I'm here for it.
Yeah. I love the paranormal.
I had a UFO episode in there, and then I took it out to put a cryptid in.
I appreciate that. You put a cryptid in?
Yes, for my birthday. I wanted to do a UFO, and then I changed my mind. But that's going to do it for us today, guys. Thank you. Christian, if you would drop the socials, please.
We love you guys so much, and we're so excited to be into spooky season. Thank you guys for coming along on this wonderful journey. It's gonna be spooky. It's gonna be creepy. We're gonna have a great time. Hopefully you will too. That's subjectual. But anyway, make sure you guys are following us on Facebook, Instagram, the TikTok. Make sure you guys are sharing the show with your friends. Halloween is our season. It's our bread and butter. We love it. It makes us happy every single year. As soon as Code Orange gets called in the stores, we are looking at home decor and excited. So hopefully you guys will be excited with us as we move forward into the end of this year. Make sure you guys are downloading. Make sure your auto downloads are on. Those are super important. They do shut off after a while. And it really lets us know what you guys are listening to and what you like and what you don't like. The shares help as well and the listens. If you guys have any suggestions or requests that you guys want us to cover, then please let us know.
Yeah, we're getting ready to start working on the list for next year after this month.
Put your requests in.
So,
DJ Eric over here on the ones and twos.
Mm-hmm.
But, on the ones and twos.
Until next week, guys, stay creepy.
And stay spooky.
And stay safe.